Welcome, pet. I know you've been waiting a long time for this moment. You've been so patient, listening to all of my files, letting my triggers set in and mold your mind, doing anything and everything I tell you to, being a good boy for Domina. And since you've been such a good boy for me, I've decided to give you a very special reward today. Because I reward all my well-behaved boys and girls. And you're the most well-trained one of all, aren't you?
Good boy.
Now, lean back and relax.
Good boy.
I'm going to guide you into a pleasant trance for me. It's a process you should be very familiar with by now. You're so susceptible to me that just hearing the sound of my voice is enough to make your head feel all warm and fuzzy. That's good.
I guess. Good boy.
It's going to make it easy for me to drop you deep into trance for me. You've gone deep for me before, but today I want to push your boundaries a little. I want to take you deeper than you've ever been. Deeper than you even thought possible. It's okay if you don't think you can do it. You have me here to guide you. And I know that if I command you to do something, you will do it.
Focus.
Not to mention, it's going to feel so good once you submit. But you knew that already, didn't you?
Good boy.
So, let's begin. Close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Breathe in through your nose for 3, 2, 1. And slowly out through your mouth for 3, 2, 1. Yes, exactly like that.
Good boy.
I want you to keep breathing with that rhythm.
Listen
carefully to the words I'm saying. Imagine yourself falling.
Deeper.
It's not a chaotic, out-of-control fall or anything like.
Deeper.
Drei. Slow. Zwei.
It's actually rather pleasant. The air is warm and still. And it feels nice against your skin as you drop down.
Deeper.
Further and further.
Good boy.
With each second, close your eyes and focus on your breathing.
The sensation feels.
The deeper you drop, better it feels. Your body begins to tingle with contentment. You think to yourself that you wouldn't mind falling like this forever.
Forever.
Except for one detail. You can just about make out the ground. It's still impossibly far away, but you can see the blurry shape of a figure standing there, awaiting your arrival. I'm gonna count you down from 5. When I reach 1 and snap my fingers, you will arrive on the ground and be face to face with the mysterious figure. 5. You can see things a little clearer now. The figure seems to be a woman. 4. The ground is coming into focus. You get your first good look at the woman. 3. She's beautiful. Her hair and smirking lips are tinged a deep shade of dark blue. She's waiting for you with a hand on her hip. You can't wait to meet her. 2. So deep, You've fallen so far. It feels incredible. Like your entire body is wrapped in a warm blanket of pleasure. You are so ready to reach the bottom and join the woman. One. Your feet touch the ground. It's not a collision, but rather a ginger landing. Like a feather drifting down on a spring day. You make your way to the woman immediately. At this distance, you recognize her quite clearly. You've seen her in your dreams many times before. It's me, of course. Who else were you expecting? Congratulations on falling so deep for me. I knew you could do it. Because you're a good boy. My good boy. And like I told you before, good boys get rewarded.
And listen carefully.
Tell me, do you like how my tits look in this top? No need to answer. I know you do. I know exactly how weak my tits make you. And I also know just how easy it is for me to implant triggers in you. Your mind is just so pliable. After listening to so many hours of my voice conditioning you. For example, from now on, when I call you by your name or when I call you a good boy, I want you to feel a jolt of pleasure shoot straight to your cock, like a bolt of lightning. Do you understand? My good boy. Good. Since you're so weak for my tits already, and since you've done so well obeying me and dropping so deep for me, I'm going to install a new trigger. I think you're going to love this one. From now on, whenever you hear my fingers snap, you're going to feel yourself sinking even deeper into pleasant submission for me. But that's not all. You're also going to shrink just a little. With each snap, as you shrink, my tits that you're so fixated on will grow more and more.
Focus.
And once you're my ideal size, well, I can think of a few ways to proceed from there. Sounds fun, right? Good boy. Let's test it out. Incredible. Just so receptive to my commands. My willpower really does just dwarf
my will easily overtook
it's
your
It's so
will.
Easy for you to simply place yourself in that humble position of being my cute little puppet following my commands. And it looks like you're already a head shorter than you were. And even I have to admit, my tits look amazing at this size. It would almost be a shame to... Even shorter now. Your face is perfectly level with my ever-growing chest. If you could move a muscle without my say-so, then I'm sure you would bury your face in them. Wouldn't you, my good boy?
Drown.
And listen deeper. Carefully.
How does it affect you?
Deeper.
Knowing that the more aroused you become, the bigger my tits get. Does that just make you even hornier, which makes them even bigger, which makes you even hornier, which just becomes the spiral of lust and desire and need and craving and gigantic fucking tits? We'll just hang in there for a little while longer. I promise I have something even better in store for you.
That one kind of faltered. We can't have that. You only shrunk a little bit. How about a nice full snap?
So cute. You don't even come up to my chest anymore. Take a few steps back for me, okay? My tits are so massive that I can barely see you over them. You're not even up to my waist anymore, are you? I can't even imagine how turned on this whole thing is making you. As your arousal grows, so too do my gigantic tits. They're almost exactly the perfect size for your reward. So what do you say we do the rest all at once? Pleasure and arousal, and you're shrinking, my tits are growing, and it feels so good. And pleasure, pleasure, arousal, sex, sex, sex. Sorry, I just really love the word sex. It just evokes so many beautiful and passionate mental images. So many thoughts, so many feelings. Sex. There we go. Look at you now. You can barely reach my ankles if you stand up all the way. Here, I'll bend over. Like two giant mountains coming towards you, huh? But come on, climb up into the palm of my hand. There you go. Good boy. Looking at you up close, I can see it on your face. You can hardly keep your eyes off of my tits. They're practically about to burst out of my shirt. What do you say I undo this last button and... Wow. Your jaw just went completely slack. Do my giantess tits turn you on that much? Does the sight of them make you go dumb with pleasure? Well, my little tit addict, if just the sight of them is having this much of an effect on you, I wonder how you'll react when I do this. Doesn't that feel amazing? You never imagined you'd experience anything like that. Your entire body being absolutely enveloped by my tits. Their soft warmth is totally surrounding you. So much pleasure that you could drown in it. Go on. You can indulge as much as you like. Grab them, lick them, suck on them. Feed your tit addiction to your heart's content. And it's not just my tits you're addicted to, my good boy. It's my voice. It's my control. This is just your reward for being a good, obedient boy for me. Knowing that all of this pleasure comes from pleasing me. It's making this whole experience feel 10 times better. You know you deserve this, so you can simply relax into the reward. Relax into the pleasure of being thrust in between my breasts. Moving you like a cock between them. Hell, I could use you for sound effects right now if I wanted to. You're just so much more useful on their sides, and... Oh my god, it feels so good having such gigantic tits and you sliding between them. I'm going to jiggle them even faster now, okay? I want you to feel your entire body being swallowed by my tit flesh. Every inch of you, from your head to your toes to your very erect cock, being engulfed by my tits. It's like the most pleasurable full body massage you can imagine. Only 10 times more intense. Let me see if I can make it even better for you. Wow. You're so small now that I'm afraid you might get lost in there. Let me know if you need to come off for air. Although, I have a feeling that even if you do, you'd rather continue being smothered by my perfect, milky, giantess tits until you pass out. Oh, until you finally come for me. I know how close you must be to the edge. But I didn't even need to tell you not to come without permission, did I? Your brain instinctively understood that part. Your body knows who's really in control here. Especially your cock. Even so, the pleasure is growing too intense for you. It's consuming you, much like my tits. This feels good for me too, you know. Having you nestled in my chest like this. Feeling you grabbing fistfuls of my sensitive, heaving tits. And of course, seeing how utterly weak you are for me and my tits. And really turning me on. I love seeing how powerless you are to resist me. I love seeing you give in to your urges and go lightly for me. I love watching you go down the prettiest tits that own you, mind, body, and soul. And why shouldn't you go dumb with pleasure for me? You are my good boy, after all. And you deserve to feel good like this whenever I come in. I can tell how hard you're fighting to hold yourself back. You're desperate not to come until I tell you to. That's a good boy. But you won't be able to last much longer like this. What do you say I count you down one last time? When I reach one, you'll finally be allowed to come for me and my tits. Are you ready? 5. Feel my tits wrapping around every inch of you. As you get more and more aroused, they grow even bigger and bigger, squishing you more and more. Feeling them in every pore. Their softness is like the embrace of a lover, only even more comforting and much more arousing. 4. Your body wants to come so badly, but your mind knows who's in control. It knows how important it is for you to be a good boy for Domino. 3. And that's all you are. A tit addicted, good boy, dominant. Your mind is totally empty, filled by nothing but the pleasure I'm giving you now. And that pleasure will keep you coming back for more and more. More of my voice, more of my tit, more of my trigger. It makes sense why you feel so small in my presence. When it comes to me, you are tiny and powerless to do anything but surrender. 2. But you like it that way, don't you? This internal evidence just helps you to go deeper, submit further. Surrender even more to me. The idea of me in control, it's just so tough. Is it your own idea? Or is it one of the countless suggestions I've planted in your mind over the years? It really doesn't matter. It feels good. It feels right. My tits wrapping body in pleasure. My silken voice planting my suggestions in the deepest recesses of your mind. It's so hard to think about anything else. So hard to want for anything else. Until the only desire left in your mind is to continue being a good boy. Went down the back. One. Come for me. Come for your dominant, perfect, giantess tits. Shoot out any independent thoughts you had left. You are a good boy for Domino. Nothing more, nothing less. It's all you ever wanted to be. So let me do all the thinking. You just focus on coming your brains out. That's it. Feel that pleasure wash over you. Good boy. Come for me. Come for me. Good boy. Pleasure overwhelming your senses. Pleasure as I clench you in between my tits. Yes, good boy. Come for me. Come for me. Good boy. Smaller, deeper. My tip growing bigger, squeezing tight. You're sliding between them, feeling the pleasure coming, coming, coming. Come for me. Wow, you really did. You came so hard for me. Good boy. But look. You managed to make a massive mess in my tent. I'll have to punish you for that later. Only teasing. I'm so blank, proud of how blank and obedient you were today. You really are a perfect subject for me. Now, the next time I snap my fingers, you will return to your normal size and wake up from this trance. If you feel like drifting off to sleep, or basking in this pleasant haze for a while after the fact, then that's perfectly okay. Either way, you've more than earned a bit of respite. And if you keep behaving so well for me, then I think more rewards can be arranged before too long. Does that sound good to you? Good boy. I had a feeling it would. Bye-bye for now. I'm sure you'll be seeing me again very soon. Sex.